Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, alongside my co-host, Stephen Julian. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Mike. How are we doing today?
Good. I understand it's a crazy day in your financial planning world.
Well, and actually, one of my clients asked if I was going to say it on the air, but we had an IPO today that everybody wanted to talk about. So, and I can't say anything further because I'm not allowed to give recommendations on the air. I will not say whether I bought or sold.
Is it Business Radio X by chance?
Not yet.
Not yet.
But I'm working with a couple of banks to try and get you to go public. And again, that was a joke, not a recommendation.
Maybe that day will come sometime soon. We'll build up this business. It'll be successful like Rocket IT, which happens to be one of our guests today. Joining us in the studio is the CEO of Rocket IT, Matt Hyatt. Also from Office Product Gurus, it is Ryan Bonilla, the president of that company. He's also with Rocket IT, and we'll be joined by them in just a couple minutes. But we're going to start the program with Gerald McDowell. He's the executive director with the Lilburn Community Improvement District, or the Lilburn CID. Good morning, Gerald. How are you today?
Good morning. I am doing fantastic.
You're with the Lilburn CID. For folks that are, a lot of folks have probably heard about CIDs, not sure what they are. Tell us about the Lilburn CID and what you do.
The Lilburn CID is one of probably 16 or 17 CIDs located in Georgia. The majority of them are in Metro Atlanta. And in a nutshell, CIDs are public-private organizations that work with the local government, the county, state, and federal government, and it works with property owners. It represents property owners and to help bring more focus on a particular area for revitalization and redevelopment.
Is it mostly businesses and business areas, or is it communities, or is it somewhat of both?
Well, it's somewhat of both, but CIDs, the organization itself, represents commercial property owners. So the CID represents the commercial property owner and the interests of the commercial property owner, and that in turn translates to representing and supporting businesses and community organizations.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Gerald, but it's also about branding an area, I guess, branding a part of town.
Absolutely.
To give it an identity.
Absolutely.
To get people to come there. So there's some marketing and branding involved.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The Lilburn CID, what are the kind of the parameters, the area that makes up the Lilburn CID?
The core part of our CID is the Highway 29 from Ronald Reagan all the way to Jimmy Carter. So that's about a 5 or 6 mile stretch. And then the entire city of Lilburn is inside of our CID. So the city of Lilburn is a very strategic partner for the Lilburn CID. And then we share a border at Jimmy Carter, Indian Trail, and Beaver Ruin with another CID in Gwinnett County called the Gwinnett Village CID, which focuses on Norcross area.
So, Gerald, as a CID, I would imagine there are tons of things that you can do to help. Give us a couple of samples. Give us a couple ideas of different things that the CID can do to help local businesses and how you guys get involved.
Well, the way a CID is created, there are two criteria that you have to meet. Once you identify an area where you want to focus, you identify the property owners, the commercial property owners in that area, and you have to have the consent of 50% plus one of those property owners who represents 75% of the commercial value. Once you meet those two criteria, then you have met the guidelines for creating the CID. And then the focus is mainly on infrastructure. The monies that you collect and receive is public money, is property taxes that you're getting from the county or from the state. And that money can be spent on infrastructure in the form of roads and streets, landscaping, streetscaping, water and sewer, security and beautification, those types of things.
So that's obviously the public side, is to go to the business owners and say, hey, we can help you kind of organize and get some of the infrastructure that you need to revitalize this area. Talk a little bit about the private side, if it goes beyond just trying to enlist the support of the businesses. Are there partnerships that you guys form? Are you trying to connect them together? Are you trying to connect them with public sector? Talk a little bit about the public-private side of that, because that's sure. a little bit of a unique phrase.
Absolutely. And the overarching core of CID work has to do with economic development. So you look at the resources that are available to a community, whether that community be a city or a county or a state, and you look at what is being done to spur economic development in an area. So strategic partners would be to work with your local government, if that's a city or a county. But it's also important for you to form strategic alliances with your chambers. So in our case, the Gwinnett Chamber is a strategic partner. We also work with the Georgia, the state of Georgia, the chamber that represents the state of Georgia, the Georgia Department of Economic Development. So there are key organizations and key agencies that it is important for you to form strategic alliances with.
We're talking with Gerald McDowell, the executive director with the Lilburn Community Improvement District. Gerald, when did the Lilburn CID start, and how many property owners do you have involved right now?
Officially, we opened our doors in June of 2010. That was after took us about 10 to 12 months to actually form the CID. And part of that process, the property owner could be located locally or could be located in another country. So you've got to craft a message that you can communicate to the property owner in terms of why a CID is needed. So it took us about 10 to 12 months to form the CID. We got up and running in June of 2010. And right off the bat, it was important for us to create a playbook, if you will. And so one of the first things that the board of directors authorized was to conduct a study of the area. And the Atlanta Regional Commission has a program called the Livable Center Initiative that provides you a framework of how you can look at your community and identify potential projects. That was a study that cost us about $120,000, and we spent about 6 to 9 months with that study that ended up being called the Boulevard of Opportunity. So now Highway 29 has been branded the Boulevard of Opportunity, and that gave us a playbook for what we would focus on for the next 5 or 6 years in order to try and spur revitalization and redevelopment in the greater Lilburn community.
You talk about that. Talk about maybe some other plans you have for 2014 and maybe even further ahead, some plans.
Sure. About a year and a half ago, we started a landscaping and maintenance program where the state of Georgia built a median on Highway 29, and we asked for permission to do some landscaping within that median with 8 islands, and we spent about $20,000 or $30,000 to put that landscaping in place. And then we expanded that program by having a maintenance an ongoing maintenance program where every 2 weeks we go up and down Highway 29 and the ancillary streets to maintain the look and feel of the area. In 2014, we're going to expand that program by working with the city of Lilburn and with Gwinnett County so that as you're driving through the greater Lilburn community, you're going to notice a difference. In 2014, you're going to see that it's an area now where there's a lot of attention to how it looks, and we want the community to know that this is a safe place to come and patronize the businesses that are located there.
Gerald, I'm going to let you kind of wax poetic and kind of give you a blank slate to talk. Lilburn is special to me. I grew up around the area. My father still attends church in Lilburn, so I've known Lilburn for a while.
Okay.
I'm going to let you, as the executive director of Lilburn CID, not just talk about the projects, but talk about what makes Lilburn great. Talk about downtown Lilburn, just kind of what sets it apart. You called it the Boulevard of Opportunity. Kind of unpack that statement a little bit and tell our listeners what makes Lilburn unique, special, and a great place to go visit.
I think Lilburn is consistent with what's taking place in Gwinnett County. Gwinnett County has been one of the fastest growing counties in the country for the past 20 or 25 years. And consequently, what happened is in Lilburn, a lot of people made Lilburn their home. And it became a bedroom community. But it did not have a place. It was not a place of destination where you could go and there were activities, where there was great shopping and there was great retail and there were great restaurants. And so that's where the opportunity is. And all of a sudden, when you discover Lilburn, you discover that you have easy access to I-85, to Highway 78, to 285, to downtown Atlanta, and also it can give you a big boost on your way to South Carolina. But it had not been leveraged over the years. So about 5 or 6 years ago, the city actually started the vision of how could we make Lilburn a place, a destination. And when the CID came into existence, that's what we discovered as well, that there are a lot of opportunities in Lilburn. So consequently, one other project I do want to mention, when we conducted our study, out of that study, there were 16 miles of trails that were recommended for us to build. And that was very consistent with the area, because now you have a place where a lot of people love to live. Gwinnett County has done an incredible job with the building of parks throughout the county, and there are some incredible parks in Lilburn. And with these trails, what we're going to be able to do is connect these communities to these parks and to the shopping districts, and it's going to be 16 miles of trails that will allow you to walk and ride your bike throughout the greater Lilburn community.
It's simply amazing, all the wonderful things you've done and all the great plans you have, and it seems incredible that there might be some property managers or property owners that are not part of the Lilburn CID, not just the Lilburn CID, but other CIDs have that as well. You mentioned for a CID to exist, you have to have 50% of the property owners plus one. So there are some people that are within that zone, that area, that are not part of the CID. Do you go back to them every once in a while? How do you get them to finally come on board and realize that this is a good thing?
Yes, there is another phase to CIDs where it allows you to go and expand your membership. And so you're able to go out to property owners who may not have joined you initially, and then now they can see some of the accomplishments and the potential. They can look at some of these properties that are CID members, and they can see a difference. They can see now that there are resources, not only for that they have to spend out of their own coffers, but there are resources available to property owners and to business owners that CID members have been able to take advantage of, and then they have missing out. And now, there's a saying that a rising tide raises all ships, but you got to be in the water. And so now, one of the things that we're offering to these property owners is we're giving them an invitation to come and join us in the water, because there is a rise that's taking place in Greater Lilburn.
So a boulevard of opportunity, and come on in, the water's fine. So, Gerald, let me ask you a kind of a larger scope question as well. I thought Mike's question was fantastic about what can business owners come back and now join after the fact. Talk a little bit about how else a business owner could help, apart from joining. Are there other opportunities for service? Are there other opportunities for partnership, either on the public level or an opportunity to network and meet other business owners on the Boulevard of Opportunity? What else, if I'm a business owner in Lilburn, or if I'm a business owner and there's a CID in my area, what are some ways I can get involved besides just joining?
Well, there are several opportunities. Number one, I think the biggest one would be, once you look at what the CID has done in terms of focusing on infrastructure and focusing on beautification, and some of the challenges that we have in business districts, would be if a business goes out, if a organization or a business goes out of business, and that vacancy creates an eyesore. What the CID environment encourages is for you to extend what you're doing for your property to the next property that may have closed down, and you discover if you have a landscaping crew that's coming in and to take care of your property, if you reach over to the property next to yours that may be vacant, you discover that's a benefit not just for you, but it's a benefit for the entire area, because we're now all working together to maintain that look. The other thing that it provides that a lot of business owners and property owners miss is it creates an access that you otherwise would not have. We create a door and an opportunity for you to meet the mayor of Lilburn, the board of commissioners of Gwinnett County, and even the governor of the state of Georgia. And then the Gwinnett Chamber has different opportunities where we're able to go to Washington, D.C. and meet our leaders. And when we're there, we can represent your concerns on a larger scale that you cannot do by yourself. And when we're there representing you on that larger scale, then you're getting individual attention that you otherwise would not have gotten.
You're listening to Gerald McDowell. He's the executive director for the Lilburn Community Improvement District, or the Lilburn CID. And in just a moment, Gerald, we're going to be talking with the owner of Rocket IT, an IT company. And I know you'll have some interest in hearing what he has to say, because you were in the IT business for 18 years. You traveled the world in the IT business. How did you go from that to where you are today in the CID business?
In the latter part of my career, I spent about 3 or 4 years traveling throughout South America. And I saw that my family was growing up on me, and I wanted to find a new opportunity that will allow me to put down roots. And I was actually attending a meeting one day and heard them talking about community improvement district, and it resonated with me. That the word community and then the word improvement just kind of jumped out at me. And I was very fortunate in that the skills that I had developed in my IT career allowed me to smoothly move right into the CID world and be able to do some of the same activities that I had done previously in IT.
All right, for those business owners that are listening right now and those business leaders, and specifically the ones in the Lilburn area that are in your CID demographics, if they want to find out more information, whether to join or just get more information and check up on it, where can they go?
They can start with our website, which is lilburncid.com, or they can just call our office at 670-380-1000, and I would be more than glad to sit down and meet with them and talk with them and help them to understand the benefit that we bring to the community.
And big shocker here, Mike, their office is at 3780 Lawrenceville Highway, so it's on the Boulevard of Opportunity.
Absolutely.
I just want to know if the rising tide is back behind the office that we can – no, I'm sorry. Went too far. Sorry.
Should have quit while you were ahead.
I was. I had a good one, and I blew it. I should have walked off the stage.
Gerald, we appreciate all the good work you're doing. Keep it up.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Gerald McDowell with the Lilburn CID. Joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio is the CEO of Rocket IT, Mr. Matt Hyatt, who's been on the show before. Welcome back, Matt. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good morning.
For those that may have not heard the last show, shame on you, first of all. But for those of you that are not familiar with Rocket IT, tell us about your company and why you got it started years ago.
Well, our company, Rocket IT, we are effectively an outsourced IT department for other businesses and organizations. That's what we do. So you might imagine that that covers a lot of ground. Everything you might imagine an internal IT department might take care of, from infrastructure to help desk to designing systems and solutions, maintaining software, all those good things. That's part of what we do also. As far as getting started, you know, like a lot of kids, I think, I was interested in computers. You know, I was one of those teenagers, spent a lot of time in front of a machine, and you know, between us, don't tell anybody, spent a lot of time on computer games and so forth. I got interested in computers, and it wasn't long before folks started calling me and saying, hey, you know a lot about computers. I'm having a problem with mine. Can you come out and help me out? And I think that's, you know, way back then as a teenager, that's when the idea sparked that, well, I enjoy working with people, and I enjoy working with computers. Let's marry the two. And my entire focus since then has been developing this business and moving forward in the entrepreneurial space.
I understand you started your first business at the age of 25, if that's correct?
Well, yeah, I'd say I started Rocket IT at the age of 25.
So it was Rocket IT back then, still?
Yeah. The moniker Rocket IT didn't come until later, but it's the same corporate entity that I started back in 95 is the corporate entity that Rocket IT is today.
What is it that Rocket IT does specifically to help businesses that you serve right now?
Well, as I say, from a global perspective, a lot of folks think of us as their IT department. So we'll go into businesses and nonprofits and even municipalities from time to time, and we're focused on being their IT team, coming alongside their team and working with their people to help them be successful. And we're a service organization that is specialized in technology.
20 years ago, you start this company. Obviously, you didn't have as much competition as you do today. Today, you know, there's these IT companies all over the place. What makes Rocket IT different? What makes Rocket IT special?
Well, you know, there are a lot of things that make us different and special, I think. But at the end of the day, it comes down to our purpose and our people. And our purpose is very simple. We're in business to help other people be successful. We're in business to really have an impact on folks and to help them thrive. And to do that, we need to have a really great team. There are a lot of good people on this planet. We put them in a room together and ask them to work together, and that can be a challenge unless you've got a really great culture that's driven by your purpose. And so what we've been able to accomplish over the years is we've put together a fantastic team with a common interest and a common purpose in mind of helping others and really being service-minded people. And I think that's a great differentiator between what we do and what a lot of other folks in the IT industry do.
One of the great things, and we're talking with Matt Hyatt, the CEO of Rocket IT, one of the great things of this program, Stephen and I get a chance to talk to business leaders and CEOs like yourself all the time. It's so much fun, and to hear so many stories. I'm sure you've got some stories on as you grew your company and some bumps along the way that probably you look back and you shake your head and go, what was I thinking? If you can, share maybe a couple that might not be too embarrassing, but share a couple stories and maybe some of the bumps along the way as you grew Rocket IT.
Well, if I had a dollar for every time I made a mistake, I'd probably have a lot more money than I have today. As I mentioned, I started this business way back in 95 as a guy that was really interested in computers and wanted to serve people through that. And everything else I've had to sort of learn along the way. How to be a financial expert, how to be a salesperson, how to communicate with people, how to bring together a team and build a culture in an organization. All of those things were learned, and I believe they were learned in the hardest possible way by just doing everything wrong once, twice, or three times sometimes before trying to, getting it right. And so hard to pinpoint any specific examples, at least the ones that I want to talk about on air, but I'll absolutely say that there have been plenty of errors along the way. And now that, I tell people all the time, the 20-year anniversary is approaching here and not too far from now. And I think in another 20 years, I'm going to have it all figured out. We're going to have it running really smoothly by then.
Just think, Stephen, as far as Gwinnett Business Radio, the studio, we only have 19 years to go to catch up to Matt.
And after 19 years, we'll be about halfway to the goal. So right. I'm excited. So, Matt, I'm going to let you be Dr. Matt Hyatt for just a second. A lot of times in the IT world, it's very reactionary. My smoke is coming out of my computer. Come help me. What kind of preventive advice would you give to the typical business owner? What if you could sit business owners in a room, and you are because they're listening here, what would you tell them before things go bad when it comes to their IT department?
So if we're talking technology specifically, it's the same as a lot of other areas in the business. It's about planning. It's about having a strategy. It's about and when I say planning, I'm talking about not just planning for how things will go when things are going well, but planning for what we're going to do when things aren't going well. What systems and processes can we put in place to create a consistent experience over time? And so, if you don't want to dive too deeply into the technology part of it, but honestly, for networks and so forth, a lot of these things are, if you think about it, pretty common sense. We want to make sure that our systems are protected with good security, firewalls, antivirus, spam protection. We want to keep people out of trouble. We also want to have processes and systems in place to make sure that if we do get in trouble, that there's a path out. That might mean backups, it might mean disaster recovery, but probably most importantly, it means having a plan.
When it comes to technology, do you find that more business owners think they have a good idea of what's going on and you kind of have to educate them, or do you find most business owners are looking for someone that they can trust that they go, oh, Matt, thank God for you, because I want to kind of trust somebody to make sure I've got good systems and processes in place? Or is it a mixture of both?
It's definitely a mixture. We see it all over the board. There are folks that have my age and older, have been around for a long time before, predate computers, many of us, and for a lot of them, the technology store is still a bit of a mystery and best left alone. So we work great with folks like that, but then there are a lot of other folks, younger folks like Ryan over here, that Well, they grew up with technology. It's second nature. They've had mobile devices, many of them, since they were little bitty kids. Of course, that didn't exist when we were growing up, some of us. But we serve them, too. And I'd say they fall into the category of some of them think they've got a handle on it and maybe don't know what they don't know. And then there, you know, there are a handful that really do have it figured out.
Matt Hyatt is our guest with Rocket IT. And Matt, you mentioned the gentleman sitting to your right. That is Ryan Bonilla. He's the president of Office Product Gurus. And one of the exciting news items today that we're going to talk about is you guys, Rocket IT, just bought Office Product Gurus. Obviously, it's an office product company. And we'll talk with Ryan in a second more about the company as well. But why did Rocket IT decide to make this transaction and buy this other company?
A lot of reasons. You know, I think the stars aligned in a lot of ways. First and foremost, you know, I'm going to go back to the purpose for our organization, and that's to help others be successful. And we really want to put our money where our mouth is when we say that. You know, it's not just lip service. We want to be helpful in our community. We want to be helpful for other entrepreneurs. We want to be helpful in the education space. And obviously, we want to help with our clients, our vendors, and our employees. That's all a part of it. So when I ran into Ryan, you know, we were really just getting together over coffee to get to know one another. And the more I heard about what he was doing and how he had started his business and kind of what his plans were, it just reminded me of my 25-year-old self back then with just a lot of enthusiasm and excitement and yeah, maybe a little bit of capacity for resources. And so I felt like I could bring some resources to the table, work with Ryan, maybe share with him those hundreds, if not thousands, of mistakes that I've made and help him kind of steer around those and grow his organization up maybe even quicker than I have with Rocket IT.
Well, Ryan Ryan Bonilla is the president of Office Products Guru, powered by Rocket IT. And Ryan, tell us about your company and you know, what Office Product Gurus offers and what you do. And obviously, this had to be wonderful. I mean, I'm sure Matt would have loved to have somebody like himself 20, 25 years ago to kind of help steer him as he grows his business. But tell us about your company.
Absolutely. So in terms of what we actually do, we basically sell everything that an office needs, primarily on a recurring basis. So office supplies, janitorial and break room supplies, copy paper, toner cartridges, office furniture. So most of the things that you can get at any of the big box stores, we provide to companies nationwide, next day delivery. In terms of, what was your other question? What was the second part of the question?
You're tying with Rocket IT, okay, and having now Matt as a partner in a way.
Sure. This was a very interesting, you know, when we first met, it was I sat down to talk with him because I was in this mode of wanting to get to know business leaders in the community that I could kind of stand on the shoulders of and learn, you know, about some of those mistakes that they had made, learn a little bit about you know, pitfalls that I might not see coming. And so I just invited him to coffee just to get to know him a little bit and ask some of those questions. Little did I know that I would get more than I bargained for, and that I would have an amazing opportunity to really tie into a healthy, growing, successful company and really get amazing resources behind me to grow this business at a lot faster pace than I thought I'd be able to do.
You mentioned the big box stores that sell the office supplies. They're obviously out there. They're very successful. Why in the right mind of anybody would you want to start your own office supply company when you know those big suckers are out there?
That's a very good question. You know, this is an industry I've been in for a long time. Came up in this industry by working for another independent office supply company that was eventually bought and eaten up, and now it's been eaten up again by one of those big guys. But they through that, I learned that this is a wonderful industry to be in because it gives you the ability, actually very similarly, and you'll find as we talk that there are more similarities than you would initially think about between what Rocket IT does and what Office Products Guru, what Office Product Gurus does, but the ability to interact with companies on a regular basis, to be involved in the day to day heartbeat of what it does, I can kind of consider the office supplies the oil that helps the business to run. So some of those things that if they don't have, they're not going to be as successful. So it's just a very unique industry in how simple it is really to be able to effectively serve clients, and that it really just boils down to being able to provide amazing customer service.
One question, and this might be for either of you or both of you. Ryan, you mentioned that the company you used to work for kind of got swallowed up by the big guy. I'm sensing this is not the same thing. You guys are more partners. You got an Office Product Guru still kind of stands on its own, but is part of Rocket IT. Talk about the relationship. Talk about the partnership. Because the other thing I see is it's a good marriage of two very important but separate parts of running a business: my IT department and my office supplies. So talk a little bit about. Because it is still Office Product Gurus, but now it's powered by Rocket IT, which I like. Fuel.
Thank you.
Good element.
So, absolutely, Office Product Gurus is its own corporate entity. It is wholly owned by Rocket IT at this point, although our long-term plan is that Ryan here will have an equity stake in that business over the long haul. Again, we're looking to develop entrepreneurs, not necessarily to put together a laundry list of various businesses. Now, are there some ways that we can put these two businesses together and harness some of the energy that Rocket IT has built over the years? Absolutely. The clients that we serve also happen to be consumers of office products and office supplies. We are very much focused in the same communities, and we're running the same circles. And so I think there's also an ability there to leverage some of those relationships and the energy that we have in the community to work for the benefit of our clients and, of course, both organizations.
Ryan, talk a little bit more about a business owner's interaction with their office products, because when Mike started the line of questioning, it's, hey, the big box stores and stuff like that. There are some business owners who think, oh, I got to run out and get XYZ. I think other business owners think, where's that catalog I can go through? Talk a little bit. I'm assuming some of that is still the same for you, in the idea that it is commodity based. I need a pen, so you go look for a pen. But how do you guys go above and beyond? How do you guys separate yourselves from your competitors?
Absolutely. That's a very important question, because obviously a Bic pen is a Bic pen no matter where you get it from.
Really? Yours isn't lined with gold or has a flash drive attached to it?
Exactly. I've been trying to figure out how to make the Post-it note a whole lot better, and I haven't figured it out yet, and I don't think people would want it.
If you lick the back, it might stick. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
So it really does come down to, a lot of times there are only a couple of major distributors of office supplies in the United States. And then, of course, the bigger guys, they do have their own distribution channels. But quite frequently, I was talking to a client just yesterday who we're looking to make the transition from a supplier over to us. And as I was looking at the catalog they had, I realized it's the exact same distributor. They would be buying the same products that would come off of the same shelf. So it really is the manner in which you get it there. And that really boils down to a couple of things. Number one, it boils down to the customer service that's behind it. Obviously, it's very easy to get a pen from a warehouse to that business's doorstep, but the manner in which you do it, and when something maybe doesn't go quite perfectly, maybe they ordered the blue pen and the boss really wanted the red pen, what happens in those circumstances, and how do you go above and beyond? And so I've got plenty of stories, a lot of them that I've thrown out there on social media, just to highlight some of the things that we're willing to do when somebody's back is up against the wall. Mike, you mentioned you didn't realize they were, you know, financial planning emergencies, you would really be surprised to know how many office supply emergencies there are. It's quite amazing sometimes some of the things that we come across. But then the second half of it is going to be, how easy is it for a company to be able to get those products and to be able to get on with their day? Because no matter who's handling this ordering, whether it's the business owner or whether it's the receptionist or anyone in between, that's not a major part of their job. And the goal is to get them empowered to get it done quickly, and move on with their day. So with that in mind, especially in light of the wonderful partnership with Rocket IT, we knew the technology had to be a driving force behind that. And with a lot of our contemporaries in the smaller office supply companies that you find, as in a lot of industries, the technology is lagging behind a little bit in terms of what they can expect and experience. And so with us, we really work to create an amazing website that allows people very simply to get their products and get on with their day.
Obviously, and we're talking with Ryan Bonilla, the president of Office Product Gurus, powered by Rocket IT. With Matt's company, Rocket IT, I guess the workspace really is wherever the customer is. He's going out there. For office supplies, I assume you have a brick-and-mortar building somewhere?
We actually operate from an administrative standpoint out of Rocket IT's office. And then, again, because there are these amazing distributors that are out there, we utilize the largest of those distributors who has 31 warehouses throughout the U.S. And it just so happens that their Atlanta one is right in Suwanee, right up on Horizon Drive. Okay. It's a 600,000 square foot warehouse of nothing but office supplies. It's 47 acres under one roof. Stephen, I think you were actually there at the ribbon cutting.
I have to confess, it's a cool story. He did the ribbon cutting through the chamber and Ryan showed off a little bit about, hey, come check out how big my warehouse is. And it's just one. So that was very impressive.
And cool. Is that open to the public, or business owners can go there, or it's...
It is you call it trade only, if you will. It is only a company that resellers will have access to.
So how do people that want to use your services or buy your products, how do they find out about it? How do you grow your business?
Because
it's not off the street traffic then.
Exactly. No, it is entirely based on just pounding the pavement, and it could be in a number of ways. I learned when I grew up through this business of pounding out the phones, and there may be some people listening who may have gotten a few of those phone calls and dealt with things that way. That's something that I learned how to do and learned how to do effectively. But it's where I am now and where I started this business from was more from a standpoint of relationships, of referrals, of building trust and friendships within the business community here, and then just continuing to be that, you know what, gosh, let me tell you about the experience that I had when I had a problem with my office supplies the other day, and that could be, online and social media. It could be, it could just be with the neighbor in their office building.
And that's true today. I mean, you don't even need a brick and mortar building. I mean, if you do, and you're obviously young, you understand the social media, you can really do it through all that.
Absolutely.
I think one thing, I'm going to let you guys maybe tell a story, maybe wax poetic, maybe just be philosophical. I've used wax poetic twice now today, yeah. Mike. It must have been.
You're on a roll.
It was the Sesame Street phrase of the day. So, Ryan, and this kind of question kind of starts with you, but Matt, it might bleed over into IT a little bit. You're in a commodity business. Like you said, a big pen is a big pen. You pounded the pavement because there are times where people are just like, yeah, it's time to reorder paper. Let's give you a shot. But I've also heard your stories of people who have said, look, when I needed him to, he sat down and really counseled me and was able to save me money by knowing the catalog better than just here, find what you need and order it. So how do you guys find that balance? Because I imagine IT sometimes at the same time. Again, my computer's smoking. You need to be here today. And then, no, I'm going to let you take some time in counseling. So how do you find the balance there? You don't want to overdo and tell everybody you come in contact with, let me really sit down and counsel, and it's all about relationships. Because, no, it's not. Sometimes it's just about I need paper. How do you find that? Is it by listening? Or just talk about that a little bit.
So in a commodity-driven industry, I do have to – quite frequently just start with getting those first couple of orders and being able to show off. And I actually liked that aspect of this industry a lot, because with some industries, it's very, very challenging to get that initial sale, because there's so much involved with the process of transitioning. There's not a whole lot of process involved for somebody to go to a website and put a couple of big pins in a cart and check out. It's very easy, very simple, and it allows somebody to test out a new company very easily. So my goal from that point is, as they're placing orders, if I can put eyes on it, and just from an ridiculous number of products that I've got just logged away in my brain, be able to very quickly make a recommendation, and all of a sudden, you know, they hear, you know, they, I see that they're ordering Bic pens, that they really like them, and I say, hey, have you looked at the fact that there's a 60 pack of Bic pens that's under $5 instead of buying, you know, a box at a time, you know, for a dollar or two a piece, and just be able to make simple recommendations. If I see somebody buying the brand name toner cartridges, and I say, have you ever considered maybe one of the cartridges that's not a brand name? And if they have, you know, if they've had an experience with that made them shy away from it, maybe educating them a little bit about that. And so just talking a little bit about, you know, again, this is not a major part of their day. So a lot of times they're just buying something and moving on. And so it's really a matter of after the fact, serving them when they're not expecting to be served.
Ryan, I got to give you credit. We, you know, we've got to wrap it up now, but I feel like we could talk about office supplies for another hour. Matt, I can see what you see in this guy. Congratulations to you.
Well, Mike, I tell a lot of people, there are not so many people on the planet that are really excited about office supplies, but we found one, he's part of the team now.
I was going to say, there's computer nerds, and now there's an office product nerd. That's, I loved how he said, I can recall that information. So Ryan at night is going through the catalog. Oh, look, 60 Bic Pen. No,
I don't have to. That's the problem, is it's already there.
So I was scary. I was not. I know you're going to wrap up and have him give all his information, which is important. But Office Product Gurus, powered by Rocket IT. But I would be remiss if I did not let Ryan leave this room without saying his tagline.
Office Product Gurus, powered by Rocket IT. We save you money one paperclip at a time.
There you go.
And that's a great tagline that just kind of came to me at some point. But the funny thing was, the first time that I actually took a look and did a price comparison and realized that some of those big guys sell their paperclips for $1.49, and I realized that mine were 49 cents for a box of 100, and I said, I actually save people money one paperclip at a time.
I love it.
That's great stuff. Ryan, for folks that want to obviously utilize your services and get in touch with you or check out more about your company, Office Product Gurus, where can you send them to go?
Absolutely. Well, they can obviously go to our web store. It's at opgurus.com. Very simple, easy site. You can register right there. I would love to hear from you personally if you need some help and maybe doing some price comparisons. One of the great things that we can do is very simply compare against some of your previous invoices. So if you send us an invoice from your current company and send it over to sales@opgurus.com, we will go through and do a line-by-line comparison, and at the same time offer some of those suggestions that I mentioned that maybe add some value to you just in terms of the products that you're already ordering and maybe some ideas of ways to do it a little bit better.
Ryan Bonilla, the president of Office Product Gurus, thanks so much. Great to see you this morning.
Absolutely. Great to be here.
And Matt Hyatt, CEO of Rocket IT. For those business leaders or business owners that want to find out more about your IT services, give us some information where they can find that for Rocket IT.
You can absolutely visit our website at rocketit.com. That's rocketit.com. And, of course, you're welcome to call the office at any time. I bet you'll get Ryan on the phone at 770-441-2520.
Matt, thanks so much. Good to see
My
you
pleasure.
Again.
Thank you.
All right. A big thank you to all our guests this morning. Matt Hyatt with Rocket IT, Ryan Bonilla with Office Product Gurus, and Gerald McDowell with the Lilburn CID. A very enjoyable conversation with all three of our guests. And it's a long show, but it seemed like it went by like that.
Thank you.
We'll have you come back some other time and talk more about office products.
Well, thanks for having us.
You kind of scare me a little bit, Ryan.
Bring me a paper clip. That's all I want.
A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs, including this one, of course, 24/7 by logging on to GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. for Steve and Julian.
Mike, Gwinnett Business Radio, helping you laugh, learn, and link up one radio show at a time.
There you go.
New tagline.
And we're powered by Rocket IT.
There you go.
And I get paper clips.
There you go.
That's right.
Again, you should have stopped while you were ahead, Steve.
Well, you shouldn't have added on. I liked it, and you added on your thing. Okay.
I'm the host.
Yeah, you're right.
I get the last word every time. For everybody here in this crazy room, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.